So we come to your elementary school years. Where did you go to school?
I went to Elm Place School, which was an extremely well-known school. There were two outstanding schools on the North Shore. One were the Winnetka schools, which was one way of running schools. But I went to a John Dewey school. Since I've talked to you, I think, I had a call from my brother, who's in touch with the librarian in our hometown, who was doing a study on our principal, Jesse O. Smith, who was quite a well-known figure. The school, we were very free to do a lot of things. We did not learn by rote. We had a store where we learned all of our math, and we got script and bought and sold things. Our desks were always movable or sometimes round tables so that we were building paper mache maps of the state or of the country. And we had an observatory and a woman who taught astronomy. But Mr. Smith was the moving spirit of that school. He died when I was in seventh grade. Our class refused to have anyone take his place because we didn't want anyone to graduate us but him. He would take us out for nature walks frequently, and he had a long pole with a mirror on it. He'd put it over a bird's nest, and we could see the baby birds. In addition, my parents had Saturday nature classes with Mrs. Colton, and we made kind of x-rays of leaves. We were brought up to really enjoy the outdoors. It was unique growing up because my father belonged to a fraternity at the University of Chicago, which was the only fraternity that had mostly Gentiles and a few Jews. And all of the men, or a lot of the men and their wives, wanted to live in Highland Park because of Elm Place School. When my sister graduated from college and went to look for a job in Washington, D.C., she hadn't gotten into a really good college. She went to Wells College. She was very boy crazy and didn't study hard, and I wasn't so boy crazy. I didn't study hard, but I got it done and got into a good college. But Joanne said what counted was not Wells College, but Elm Place Elementary School. It was such a well-known school. So out to Highland Park moved the Murrays, the Selfridges, the Joneses, the Reesers, the Kennicotts, the Van Steels, the Lloyds. Those were my parents' good friends, and they all had little girls my age. So we were raised with a covey of adults, all bright. They had a group that studied religion once a month with a university professor. They all had an acting group, particularly during the Depression when they couldn't afford to do anything. My father was the director of the acting group, met in our basement. So it was a good life.
That was a rich background for you, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On to high school from there?
On to high school. My parents thought that Highland Park High School was not a good high school. It had a very fine vocational department, and we had a little Italian city next to ours. The high school was full of Italians, and they didn't have a very good college prep program. And this was partially judged by my sister, who then spent 2 years at Ferry Hall, which was a private school. And my brother spent 2 years at Lake Forest Academy. But Mother and Dad sent me to Catholic school with my friend Marguerite Green. We lived close to each other, and we would take the train. I couldn't stand it. My parents were Republicans, of course. I never knew any Democrats. We weren't concerned about sin, and I got this heavy dose of sin and wearing underpants in the bathtub, never wearing patent leather shoes. I couldn't stand it. Marguerite kept on and became a nun, and her brother Reddy became a priest, but it just didn't suit our way of life. We had a little swimming pool. My parents would come home on summer evenings, and we'd all go into the pool skinny dipping, and I couldn't think of this as sinful.
Religion, was that not an important part of your upbringing? Probably more the ethics of life.
The ethics.
More important than the religion.
They didn't belong to the temple.
Then you switched to what high school?
Mother and Dad were in Europe. They'd taken my sister to Europe for some reason. They had a good friend staying with us. When I didn't like Sacred Heart, she said, well, your parents have arranged for you to go to New Trier. which was a top high school in the country.
New Trier.
New Trier in Winnetka, Illinois. Shows you the German background. Trier is an old town in Germany, and this was New Trier.
That was spelled T-R-I-E-R.
Mm-hmm. I went there. I didn't know anybody there. It was scaled classes. They put me in the retarded classes. So the first time I went there, I was in these retarded classes. In 3 or 4 days, they moved me to normal classes. In 3 or 4 days, they moved me to accelerated classes. Then they had me take a test and moved me to what they called X classes, which was experimental. We really had very good, wonderful teachers. But it was a challenge because I was not making friends, being switched all around. And then I decided there were some Jewish girls that I liked. But most importantly, there was a Jewish boy I liked. And I wanted to go to Sunday school. My parents were not approving, but they let me go if I took the train and didn't have our driver take us because he washed the car on Sunday mornings, which was, you know, they really did not want me going there. But it did give me a basic social life, and then I could expand from there.
Is that where you had your friends, the Funny Freaks?
Five Funny Freaks was growing up.
Well, okay,
we all went to nursery school together, all through elementary school together, and then I left my freshman year in high school, but was very glad to be back with them my junior year. I went 2 years to New Trier, which cost more than private school for out of the district.
What year did you graduate from high school?
I graduated in 40 from Highland Park High School. I went to New Trier for 2 years, and then my parents couldn't afford it again.
Okay.
I think it was a very good way to grow up.
Yeah.
You learn what's important, and money is not it.
So was that a tough thing then for you to have to go to Highland Park after you?
I was so glad to be with my friends. I stopped the Sunday school. I got the boyfriend, though.